Your diet is now very different to the average person, is that right?
Yeah, I have a meat-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, refined sugar-free, rotation, caffeine-free, alcohol-free, no processed food diet.
Okay.
But it was also, I changed my diet not because of the EDS, it was because I developed POTS and histamine intolerance last year.
Right. So just to give us a little glimpse of what that kind of diet could be like, what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had a litre of green juice, which I'm seeing.
A litre?
Yes.
Oh,
because I make a litre of it, so I might as well just drink it.
It actually makes me feel sick, the idea of drinking a litre of green
juice. And what are the primary ingredients of said green liquid?
Cucumber, broccoli, apple, parsley, coriander, mint, fennel.
Nice.
It is really nice.
I've had juice from friends who make it, except the one that she made me had chili and ginger in it. But
that's also really good for you.
Mm. Well, that doesn't, you know, okay. You know, I'm not saying I want a litre of it, but yeah, I don't feel repelled by the
idea. Actually, everyone that's had them before, when I've given them to them, except my mother, who is terrified of it, they always say it's actually really nice.
We've got Natasha with us, who's sitting in front of her with a lovely decorated jar of brown balls with sort of seeds on them. What is that?
They're balls that are just made with date seeds, flax. They've got raw chocolate in them. There's unprocessed chocolate in there.
Now I'm interested.
Yes.
So we've both got Ehlers-Danlos syndrome.
Yes.
We probably come at this from completely different angles because I am all about the drugs. I love my drugs. I love painkillers. I love anti-inflammatories. I love all of that kind of stuff. So what made you stop taking your drugs?
I've been thinking a lot about this recently, and first of all, for the EDS, painkillers just didn't work. They didn't do anything for me, and so there wasn't much point in taking them for no reason. It's not good for your system. So I stopped taking painkillers quite a long time ago. And then last year when I got the POTS and the histamine intolerance, I was put on so many different medications, and I get very idiosyncratic side effects that none of the doctors have heard about. And I've got lasting effects from one of the drugs that I was put on, and I've had some really uncomfortable and unpleasant side effects.
What's POTS?
POTS is postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially my body doesn't regulate itself properly.
Right. Okay.
And last year I stopped being able to eat. I couldn't really function at all.
When you say can't eat, you mean you found the taste of all food so disgusting you didn't want to, or you just couldn't process or digest
it? I couldn't process the food. It would take me 2-3 days to recover from half a banana. I lost a lot of weight that was my silver lining. That was the only thing that made me a bit happy at the time, but everyone else was really worried about me. I was just taking more and more medication, and being ill my whole life, I'd always been, I need someone to make me better. I will take any drug, I will have any operation, I will do anything. I just want to be better.
Yeah, that's my opinion too.
But there isn't enough research, there isn't enough, the doctors don't know really what to do. With the EDS, they send you to pain management, which made me more depressed, and that's when they put me on antidepressants, which then gave me PTSD.
PTSD is post-traumatic
stress disorder, and I've still suffered from that, and it was caused by medication.
So tell me about your diet then. How did you discover this diet? How did you find, you know, the foods that worked, and do they really help as much as the painkillers?
Well, the painkillers didn't work for me, and I think the reason I changed my diet wasn't to help with the pain, although I have seen an improvement apart from the last week where I've had a bit of a relapse. But last year, I couldn't eat. I was having the worst side effects. I was just so ill. And then I got really miserable over Christmas and was like, screw it, if I can't eat anyway, I'm going to eat everything and make myself even more unwell. So I was eating absolutely everything I could get my hands on, and it was very bad.
So what is it you do eat then?
I eat fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and grains. And actually you can get a lot of food from that, and you can do a lot with it. I started researching in January, and I spent months just on Google. And at first I kind of just came across general healthy food. And then I came across someone called Yasmina, who's the low histamine chef. And she was talking about histamine intolerance. And when I was first reading about histamine intolerance, which was severe allergic reactions to a lot of foods, there are just all these lists that say you shouldn't eat this, 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 and this, but eat everything else. So according to some of my doctors, I couldn't eat an avocado, mushrooms, or tomatoes, but I could still eat processed food. And that to me just didn't make sense. And so I started doing more research and I thought, okay, well, natural foods have to be very good for me. Let's just cut out all of the rubbish and see what happens. And I started seeing a difference within a few months. It was amazing.
Wow.
Do you put quite a lot of it down to the psychological implications of, you know, you suddenly feel as if you're, it's not so much the food, it's more your feelings about eating these kind of foods that might be just as beneficial as the food itself,
there
if
is,
that makes sense.
There is a really powerful mental element to it when you feel like you're actually taking control of something that you felt out of control of your whole life. I know people who've got mental health issues who have started changing the way they eat because it's giving them something else to focus on as well. And a lot of people who have had eating disorders find this way of eating as a really important part of their recovery. But as much of a part as that plays, I feel like I can feel the benefits of the food.
I think we should make it clear that obviously we're not suggesting to anybody listening that they should give up their drugs. And if you are thinking about even starting on this journey, then it's really important that you do consult your doctor at every stage of your journey with this. I've heard tell that ginger is a good food for pain relief, is that right?
They say that gingers are quite a powerful anti-inflammatory. So a lot of people that I know that are ballet dancers, for example, if they have an injury, they'll drink ginger tea all day. And so for me, I'm in a lot of pain at the moment, so I've been drinking a lot more ginger tea than I normally have. It's also known as an antiemetic, which means that it'll stop making you feel a bit sick. And I know people that when they feel a bit nauseous, they have a cup of tea and it kind of just like knocks the edge off of it. Mm. And there are all different foods that have a lot of really amazing healing properties.
But when I pop a joint out, which is, you know, a common part of having EDS, you know, you dislocate quite often. You know, if a joint goes out, I'll head over to my bedroom drawer, take a couple of painkillers and then pop it back in again. Do you do the same with ginger? Do you pop some ginger in your mouth? And
I didn't take painkillers anyway. I kind of just was like, I just deal with it anyway. So it was kind of...
She's solid. This girl is...
I'm pretty hardcore.
This girl is solid.
No, it was just that they didn't work for me. And I've been in a lot of pain the last couple of days and I was kind of in a sphere of desperation and my mum was like, have some Cocodamol. I was like, I don't know. And I took them because I was in so much pain and all I felt was sick. The thing that I've always said recently with medication is that it helps you with symptoms, but it doesn't help with underlying issues. Mm. If you've got something like EDS and you're just very chronically inflamed, which although it's a very hard thing to quantify, our systems are very overreactive and very inflamed. The food is going to help with that. The medicine doesn't. The medicine might help knock the pain off if you're lucky enough for it to do that. But it's a symptom issue, not an overall body issue.
Ouch.